Google does business in China. And all you have to do to see what most of the time Google will return if you are sitting in China and searching for things is just to change google.com to google.cn. .cn is the two-letter code suffix for China. So you go to google.cn, okay, you get a lot of Chinese, which I can't read, but you can type in English. And if we do this and do a search, we get Two Tales of Falun Gong, Radicalism in a Traditional Form, cannot be mixed with or covered, Truth on Falun Gong, wholly absorbed in collecting related information. Let's see here. Falun Gong cult condemned for hindering SARS control. Leader Falun Gong doesn't recognize everyone's human. Inspects Falun Gong's personnel's body, picks the organ exactly, cruelty. Da, 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 da. Gang of shameless members of the Falun Gong evil cult. Falun Gong and mesmerism. A satellite company based in Hong Kong has accused the outlawed Falun Gong organization of hijacking its satellite. A picture sees the murder spot where a hostile mate has been killed by two Falun Gong followers. Okay, you kind of like somehow the Wikipedia page with which we began describing it as a spiritual practice doesn't actually appear here at all. Okay, we're going to do one more experiment with this. Let's go to Baidu. Okay, what's Baidu? Baidu.com is a Chinese search engine company. Okay, so this is a company owned and operated by mainland Chinese. Okay, now this is a little funny experiment here. We're going to slightly misspell it first, and do a search. And unfortunately, you actually have to read Chinese in order to know what any of this says, but we do get some results back. And someone who I know who reads some Chinese said that the search engine code seems to have recognized that you were really trying to say Falun Gong and gives you back
maybe
you're just getting back things that actually happen to have the same misspelling, or indeed maybe this is a way that people in China are intentionally trying to get around the search engine's blockage of information about Falun Gong correctly spelled. And they all know there that if you want information about Falun Gong, you have to misspell it, okay? And then it's not filtered somehow. I don't know. Okay, but this looks more neutral again here. Okay, and then the final experiment is we're going to spell it correctly.
Somebody want to guess what's going to happen?
Ah, so sorry.
Behind the wall.
Temporarily down. Okay, so this is what actually happens, because I tried it. If you actually use google.cn in China, you won't get the results that I showed you. The results when we were just, you know, a minute ago when we were using google.cn and searching for Falun Gong. What actually happens if you sit in Shanghai, where I was, and you type Falun Gong to Google through your internet connection in your hotel room, is you get this. It doesn't even say this web page is not available. It says, you know, that your internet connection has just been lost. You know, try again later. Squirrel chewed on the wire, you know. So this is the reason that why we got some results when we were using google.cn was simply because we weren't actually going to China. We were using The Google.cn is running on some server, probably in Mountain View, as well as also on some servers in China. And the servers in wherever it is, let's assume it's in the US, that is running Google.cn is using the algorithms that Google has provided, the filters that Google has coded up specially for use in China, and is showing you the results. But this particular search for Falun Gong is so bad. This is so much off the reservation, okay, that the minute you try to get information, actually, you know, if you were inside China, the service provider, which is under the control of the Chinese government, just cuts you off completely. I mean, you couldn't. When I tried this in Shanghai, you know, I kind of had to wait 10 minutes and reboot my computer or something like that, and then I got another internet connection again. But you know, you had to do some kind of manual reset to get it. And I have no doubt that, you know, the fact that I was in room 1752 at the such and such hotel was probably being logged somewhere. Happily, I was there under consular escort. I was a guest of the State Department. I figured the consul would bail me out if necessary. But what's happened here when we tried it with Baidu.cn is we were actually going to China, poking a server in China and asking them to give us back the information. And as soon as the server in China received this request, it basically said, no. Okay, and I don't want to answer any other questions which you might ask me either. There's a lot of money to be made by doing business with China. And China said, you know, we don't need you. If you want to do business, we can build our own search engine. We did. If you want to do business with us, you do it our way or not at all. And Google coded up its own version of its search engine to suit Chinese tastes, or that is to say, the tastes of the official censors in the Chinese government. And I don't want to pick too much on China here, because they have another special version that runs in Saudi Arabia, which is less worried about Falun Gong and more worried about sex. And you know, there are many variations of this as you go around the country. There's a wonderful whole project out of the Berkman Center, Open Net Initiative, that meticulously documents what sorts of things are screened out in, you know, in different places, just as far as overall content. I'm not talking about the search engine, but let's focus here on the search engine company. Okay? So the question is, what do you think about this? What did the U.S. Congress think about Google doing this? You remember that? Did anybody read that article?
They hammered them.
They hammered them. There were certain members of Congress that really, really hammered them. This was where one of these companies had actually turned over some IP addresses. But, you know, your abhorrent addresses in China are a disgrace, says U.S. Representative Tom Lantos. Simply do not understand how your corporate leadership sleeps at night. Okay. So what does it go down here? Elliot Schrag, Vice President, says, Google's decision to censor its Chinese internet search engine was not something we did enthusiastically or something we're proud of. We've begun a path that we believe will ultimately benefit our users in China. Microsoft's Associate General Counsel Jack Krumholt says company was committed to staying in China because of the internet's potential for eventually allowing free access to information. We think the benefits far outweigh the downside in terms of promoting freedom of expression. Here's Saudi Arabia. This is the old open net.net website.
Fabulous website.
Any country in the world, click on you know, click on it and it'll tell you, you know, kind of what's censored and what's not censored. This is now not Google search. This is just content filtering, however it arrives. Okay, but it's for the same purpose. So here we've got, you know, pervasive social filtering. So that include, you know, would include any form of pornography, of course, but maybe all kinds of other stuff that has to do with social practices, such as, you know, equal rights for women or something like that. I mean, I don't know exactly. It gives you some, you know, some more information.